Very interesting conversation with Winky Medad, a preview of the upcoming elections, September the 17th on Tuesday in the state of Israel, and a key election because all human government activities do set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Well, let's go to another key region of our world where we can look at the political activities and realize how those activities are setting the prophetic scenario that will ultimately take place. I'm talking about the European Union, John Rood, our go-to man, when we want to know what's happening in this very key region of the world. And let me start with this. You know, we've talked so much about Brexit, John. The Europeans actually at one time hoped that the British people would reverse Brexit. Now, it seems like many of them can't wait for Great Britain to leave the European Union, doesn't it?
This is absolutely true. The Europeans as a whole, this has dragged on, and so it's known as Brexit fatigue. People in the United Kingdom comment to me, they're about ready to scream at the television. This is just going on. We've had various delays. Now we have Boris Johnson with his back against the wall that legally he has to make another delay if something doesn't change. And they're saying even that he would face jail if he goes against the parliament. And so they're forcing him on yet another delay. So the EU is examining what's the positioning of this continual delay, and so they're probably figuring that it's just better for the EU as a whole if they could just leave and, you know, could take the loss, and the negotiations are very much settled to be able for them to leave. The UK staying in the European Union is actually going to have a weakening effect. And the influence is very negative. There's a very powerful anti-Europe lobby. The UK has burned their bridges, and now as a whole, it looks like the Commission and the European Union as a whole would just wish they would settle this and get out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I tell you what, John, I'm just about tired of talking about it with you. I mean, what else can we say? We've said just about everything we can say. Hey, is this a conspiracy theory, this headline that said Boris Johnson is plotting a scheme to render the European Union no longer legal, and he's doing this in a desperate bid to escape the Brexit trap? What do you know?
This is really an interesting twist, because the EU is definitely based on law, although it's not democratic, and so there is a loophole. Because the European Union is required in the Commission to have all of the nations represented. And with the UK not represented, the portfolios have just been given out to the new Commission, and the United Kingdom is not assigned a portfolio in the Commission. It has to be one of each of the 28 countries. And so the EU is no longer legally constituted because the Commission is rejecting the United Kingdom position. So actually, the British Prime Minister can say that we must leave, because if we stay in it with this type of status quo situation, therefore the European Union is not working in a legal fashion, so we must leave. It's a pretty brilliant twist.
Well, is it possible that he could pull it off?
I don't know, but if he gets enough people mad at him, they're going to kick him out, like we say.
Absolutely. Well, we talk often about a key leader in the European Union, the president of France, Macron, and it now looks like some of his French ministers are urging a lessening of the tensions with Russia. During a recent visit to Moscow to meet with Vladimir Putin, they're saying the time has come. What do we know about this?
The language has changed between France and Russia. We're hearing now about improving the bilateral ties, guaranteeing the European security, having a new architecture of confidence. This is a very timely shift. It was just this last weekend that Putin's party lost dramatically the recent elections for the Moscow Council. They had even blocked some of the opponents from the ballot. And so in the aftermath now, there's been a thousand police have raided opposition figures in 43 cities. And so at the same time, France wants to be at the helm with the shifting that's occurring in Russia. And they could take credit for trying to put something new together. The European Union has this distinction. It's trying to balance the NATO obligations with the reality that Russia is to the east. And there's no strict EU-Russia policy it's still in formation. So it could be that France is trying to position itself to be at the forefront of these new type of situation negotiations. And ultimately, the question could be, what about Russia when Putin's no longer in power?
Yeah, very interesting developments. Never a dull moment in the European Union political arena. Of course, it's setting the stage for the prophetic to be fulfilled, and that's why we go to John Rood on a weekly basis. John, thank you so very much, buddy. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you.